Welcome to This Week at Fairfield Christian Academy. I'm Danelle Couch, Marketing Director at FCA. At Fairfield Christian Academy, we equip preschool through 12th grade students with a biblical worldview to impact our community as passionate ambassadors for Christ. Over 400 students from 7 surrounding counties and 70 different area churches make up our FCA family. FCA is conveniently located in Lancaster and proud to partner with parents to pursue excellence and build character. I'm excited for you to hear some of the great things going on at FCA. And now here's our host, FCA high school student, Lydia Smith.
Welcome to This Week at FCA. I'm JT Bergerman for student Lydia Smith, who usually hosts this show, but she is out today. It's my honor to host it and talk with Mary Beth DeWeese.
Thank you, JT.
Volleyball coach and nurse at FCA.
That's correct. And assistant athletic director.
Assistant athletic director. So you wear a few hats around here. How long have you been at FCA?
Oh, boy. I think I took the assistant athletic director job, it would have been fall of 2008.
Okay. So that was your first entry here.
Correct. And then I went to the school nursing realm, I want to say 2010.
Okay.
So yes.
Well, then how long coaching volleyball?
This is my 8th year as head coach of varsity, but I coached 2 years of junior high here before that, so 10 years here. Yeah. I had coached at Liberty Union back in the 80s.
Neat.
For 3 years, I coached varsity volleyball.
Neat.
So, yes.
Still enjoying it.
I love it. It's a great sport to coach.
Yeah, excellent team this year. Of course, the game I had the chance to see, I'm gonna jump you right into Burn Union.
always Mike a great Miller. Game with Mike. Our teams always play well with each other.
And boy, we lost this one in the fifth game, fifth match. You call them matches, right? Or the fifth set. So the fifth game.
And it was a match for the night.
Oh, my goodness gracious. What a great night of volleyball. Now, talk about the night. How do you feel the night? I know we lost, but I thought it was a good night of volleyball.
There was some amazing volleys, a lot of great digs, a lot of just great play on both sides. Kind of had the same situation last year when they came our way. We went to the fifth set, and, you know, last year the result was different. We won in the fifth. This year they won in the fifth. So, yes, Burn Union is always a great team to play, and we always just, you know, it just seems to be a long night because we go 5 sets.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. I mean, every game was really just intense.
Yes. And
great volleys. Volleys I saw that I thought, oh, that's way out there. Wham, here it comes back. I mean, both teams.
Great hustle from both teams.
So really, really, really fun volleyball. Matter of fact, I was talking to, I think it was a dude from the Gazette that night, and he was like,
Tom Wilson.
I just love coming to these games. I know I'm going to see great volleyball, you know. So
we had the same type of game against Fisher Catholic than when we were at Fisher. 5 sets, went down to the wire, and we pulled that one out.
Cool.
I'm getting too old for the stress, to be honest with you.
All right. Well, let's back up just a little bit. I jumped straight to Burn Union.
That's okay.
How did kind of the preseason and how's everything kind of kicked off for you this year?
It's been a great year. We started out in the summer, doing a lot of open gyms with each other. We actually went to the Friendship Cup this year down in Cincinnati for 3 days, and that was amazing. We had so much playing. So we did that. So, yeah, a lot of team bonding. The girls get along great. They're like sisters and a family out there. No drama. It's just been wonderful. We're 11-2 right now.
Nice. Talk about your makeup of seniors, juniors.
We have 2 seniors that are awesome captains, awesome leaders of the team, just very spirited girls.
Who are those girls?
Sydney Tucker, my setter. Okay. And Allie Albert is my outside hitter. Okay. And Sydney's just an amazing setter. I've really enjoyed coaching her. She's got great setting hands. She just brings a lot to the floor of floor sense, knows where to set the ball, knows when to, you know, just kind of hit it over on the second. She's just a great player. And Allie this year has just improved her game immensely. She has been working in the weight room. Her vertical has increased drastically from last year. Her strength, the power of her hits, I mean, just even from the beginning of the season to now, she's just really improved. So I have her, those two. And then we have a lot of juniors on the team. We have Samantha Collier, my libero, doing an awesome job. We have Ruthie Johnson, my middle hitter, you know, that can put the ball down. We have Mackenzie Speakman, that is an outside hitter for us. We have, you know, Sarah Nolan. We have Riley Blankenship. Riley Blankenship plays mostly back row for us. And then we go to, we do have a sophomore on the team that plays and starts all the way around, my daughter Kaylin. And then we have a freshman that is seeing a lot of playing time, Blair Barr, is a middle hitter, doing an awesome job stepping up. It's so hard as a freshman to come in and play on a varsity team, and Blair's fit in well with the team. And then Celeste Mershimer is another freshman that has come along and has seen some playing time on the court. She's very quick and, you know, has stepped up too and
neat.
Done varsity wall well.
Neat.
So that's our team.
Now, you know, volleyball, is there a trick? Is there, how do you get everyone to mesh? Because, I mean, it seems like it's more of a team sport than a lot of team sports.
They really have to work together. Mean, it's hard to have a one-man show in volleyball because it takes at least three people.
Right.
Every time.
Yeah.
You know, well, not at least, but mostly three people.
Right.
I mean, you could send it over on the first hit. But, yeah, definitely. In fact, our shirts this year was We Not Me, and this is one of the best teams I've ever coached in terms of teamwork. There are a lot of unselfish players.
Neat.
And they're just really wanting to build each other up and make each other have a great game and look well. So they're very, very enjoyable kids to coach. It's been an awesome season with them.
Neat. Looking ahead just a little bit, you mentioned Sydney Tucker a little bit. I know she's doing a little bit of a fundraiser, a volley for the Cure. What do you know about that?
Oh, that is an awesome time. This is actually the first time we've ever hosted. We have always been part of Volley for the Cures that other schools have held. So we've always gone to the other school and, you know, seen the T-shirts, or we've had T-shirts, and then we've done the prizes with them. But Cindy took it on as a senior project, and she has just ran with it. It's going to be an exciting day, October 3rd. We do start the junior high game at 10 o'clock. JV game will follow at 11, and then varsity after that. But in between the game, in between the matches of them, there'll be games of prizes, and it's just, she has really gone out and gotten some pretty awesome prizes, door prizes for the kids. And the gate will go to Volley for the Cure, and whatever money we take in that night. And we have a lot of relatives coming that are breast cancer survivors.
Neat.
Excuse me. And it's just going to be an awesome day.
Yeah. So. Yeah, very cool. Well, thank you guys for doing that. That's so nice.
Yeah, Cindy's, it's a great senior project for her, and she's just really ran with the ball.
What a wonderful senior project for a volleyball player. I mean, that is just well done and so cool. All right, looking ahead to the season a little bit, Who's on the schedule that you're still kind of nervous about?
Well, we have to play Bern Union again at Bern Union.
Oh,
so that's, you know, but they beat us here at our place. So maybe we can return the favor to them and beat them there at their place.
I sense just a little bit of
yes.
That Mike Miller in the room right now.
Mike Miller's a great coach. Fisher Catholic's going to be hard because, you know, they took us to five or... We play Grove City tonight, which is at Grove City Christian. Not going to be an easy win for us, but hopefully, you know, the girls will play hard. And pretty basically, we going to Northridge Saturday for playing Northridge and Bexley, a try there. And outside of, we are just finishing up our league play tonight with Grove City Christian.
Okay.
So we start right into the second round of league play next week when we play Millersport.
Okay.
On Thursday, then, you know, we finish out the rest of the league. Then Trimble's the only other non-league game. So, and then we, of course, have tournament draw. So.
Right. Now, talk about last year's season and tournament draw, and how do you expect, you know, to match up?
Last year's season ended amazing. We were district winners, and then we went to regional semis and lost to Newark Catholic in the first round, which we were the first girls team to go to regionals from Fairfield Christian Academy.
No kidding.
So it was a nice accomplishment. This year, we obviously would like to do the same because now that we've tasted it, we want to go back. And this year, Worthington Christian and Newark Catholic are both out of our division. They have moved up to Division III. So that's kind of nice. We had already played Worthington Christian this year and beat them in best out of three at a quad. And so we beat them two out of three. And so... not so much them being out of the league, but Newark Catholic being out of the district has, that's a huge plus because they're always a powerhouse every year.
Make a big difference in the postseason. Yeah.
Yes, because they go to state. I think they've gone to state every year that I've ever coached.
Interesting.
So
who are going to be some of the big teams in tournament draw this year? I mean,
Union.
Do you know that? Okay,
Fisher Catholic, Delaware Christian.
Okay.
Yeah, so Madison Christian's coming along this year and having a great season. Okay. So, yeah, it's not going to be easy by any means, but at least we don't have Newark Catholic powerhouse to be afraid of.
I'm running out of questions. What else you got about volleyball before we wrap up? Anything else? We are covering, you mentioned the Millersport game on October 1st, which is next Thursday. We're covering that game live, streaming it for grandma and grandmas around the country. So if folks can't make the three-state drive.
Kaylin's grandparents can't make it. They can watch it on YouTube.
Fairfieldmedia.tv will be the Millersport FCA Knights volleyball game.
Got it.
So I think we are covering the Fisher game when they're here also. I think that's like the week after.
Yes, it is.
And so a couple weeks in a row we're covering volleyball games here coming up.
Great. Thank you. I appreciate you covering them. And I know relatives and grandparents appreciate it.
It's so exciting. It really is. Exciting sport to cover. You're doing a great job. Who's helping you coach this year? Who's on the staff?
I have a lot of staff helping me. Becky Kneckel has been my assistant coach. I think out of the 8 years I've been varsity coach, she's only not done it 1 year.
Wow.
And then my daughter, Kara, who graduated from FCA in 2009, has been coaching my JV teams. This is her fourth year. Then my daughter, Kirsten, who graduated in 2012 from here, has been coaching. It's her third year, I think she's been my assistant. No, this has been her first year. I guess her and Kara came on the same year. And then I have Sean Heron as a new addition. He came on last year as an assistant to the varsity. This year we have a freshman team. So it's only the second time in the 10 years I've coached here that we've had a freshman team. So Sean Heron is our freshman coach. And he's a great asset to have on the bench. He sees things that I don't see.
Right.
And helps me make adjustments. So I attribute most of our team's success to my assistant coaches because they're the ones that are – yes, honestly, I owe a lot to them because they're just great. They see things I don't see. They can play with the kids and, at practice time, just having lots of different knowledge, heads of knowledge just really helps a coach out. Yeah. So, yes.
But good leadership allows for all that input, too. So
I like to delegate.
That's okay. I appreciate that. I think that's a wonderful thing. And it's obviously working. You're leading a great team. So. Let's see. Anything else on volleyball? I mean, thank you for your leadership here at FCA. By the way, if you just tuned in, we're talking FCA volleyball with head coach Mary Beth DeWeese, who's also the nurse and assistant athletic director and a staple at FCA as long as I can remember.
Well, Fairfield Christian Academy is just a great place to be a part of, and I just feel privileged to coach here.
Well, cool. Well, thank you for being here.
Well, thank you for having me.
Thanks for being spontaneous and helping me out today with this interview. Appreciate it.
No problem.
Always nice to talk volleyball.
Oh, yes.
So, thank you very much for listening. I've been talking with head volleyball coach, Mrs. Mary Beth DeWeese. And don't forget, show up here October 1st. Millersport will be here at FCA for a great game of volleyball against the Lakers.
Yes. So,
until then, thank you very much for tuning in. Appreciate it. Join us next week for more from FCA.
Thank you for tuning in to This Week at Fairfield Christian Academy. For more information about FCA, please visit us at fairfieldchristianacademy.com. To schedule a tour and get an up-close look at FCA, including our state-of-the-art facilities, our award-winning teachers, and our exceptional students, please call us at 740-654-2889. Fairfield Christian Academy, where we are pursuing excellence and building character.